טוב, בעזרת השם, שלום עליכם. בעזרת השם, תורה למד א', פייג' 91, ב-left side. בעזרת השם, ראי אורנה, בת סימה ז"ל, ונהב רפואה שלמה בעזרת השם.
וניר החיה, בת בת שבע.
ניר החיה, בת שבע. מרים בת ריפה. ושמעון, בן מרים רבקה. טוב, שם כולך. So, Bezat Hashem, Rabbeinu is saying, Kol ze ha'inyan, all of that issue that now Rabbi Nathan going to bring, going to teach us, Shamanu Tchila, we learned in the beginning, Beli Be'ur V'Kesher, with no connection to that wonderful Torah 31 that we learned in Likutei Moharan. וכבר מבוארים הדברים היטב, but actually all of those words that are written been explained it already בתורה איתלן ברה הנל, in the Torah 31 that we learned. גברה דאוזיף ורחיה דתבירה, the words גברה דאוזיף, a man that loans money, ורחיה דתבירה, and a broken millstone, לא זכינו לשמוע עליהם תורה. On those תורות, רבנו wasn't opening those, רבנו haven't explained those. אבל מכלל דבריו שמעתי, but from generally from all of his words I heard שרצונו, that his will לגלות תורות, to reveal תורות על כל המאמרים הנאמרים שם, on all of the words of Torah that been said over there. גם גילה דעתו, and also he revealed his thoughts, his will, שרצונו היה, that his will was לגלות תורה גם על כל המעשה, also to tell Torah on all of that tale הנאמר שם, that been said over there, בעניין הסבא דבאתונה, on the old guys, the wise guys from Atuna, from Greek. בתחילה ובסוף, in the beginning and in the end, איך התנהג רבי יהושע בן חנניה עמם, how רבי יהושע בן חנניה was arguing with them, dealing with them, איך בא אליהם וכולי, how he came to them, ואיך התנהג עמם אחר כך, and how after it he was dealing with them. ודיבר עם קצת מעניין המעשה הזאת, and he was telling me a little bit on that story, on that tale, הנאמר שם בגמרא בעניין זה, that been said over there in the Gemara, on that issue. והבנתי שיש לו חידושי תורה על כל זה, and I realized, I understood that רבנו, רבי נחמן, he had new words of Torah on every story over there, every part. אך בעוונותינו הרבים, but unfortunately, because of all of our עוונות, בא השמש בצהריים. The sun set in the noon time. ולא זכינו לשמוע, and we couldn't complete hearing all of those תורות, כי מה שנתפס תהילה לאל חי, just only what had been published until now, praising Hashem, praising the Lord. So, רבי נתן is saying, this is it. הפעם נודה את Hashem בגילה ברינה, this is it. This time, we're going to thank to Hashem with songs and happiness. אשר זכינו לסיים, that we completed, ברוך השם, סבא דבאתונה, all of those stories that we heard from רבנו, on old guys from Athens, דברים הסתומים, things that were so hidden, so blocked, וחתומים באלף איזקאין, and sealed with 1,000 איזקאין, like ropes, covers, chains, exactly. אין חוכמה, there's no wisdom, that with that wisdom you're going to be able to understand, ואין תבונה, and there's no ability to understand, to go down to the depths of what רבנו was talking about. וגם אם יאמר החכם לדעת, and also if the wise man going to say, hey, I can know, לא יוכל למצוא, he will not be able to find. נלעג, he's going to become to be a joke, thinking that he can climb on that mountain to understand. Nil'ag lashon means he will confuse and he's going to make mistakes with his mouth, will not going to be able to understand. And bina, there is no wisdom to understand it. Nativ lo yada'o ait, a path that the eagle doesn't know it. It's like that. Velo, the eagle, that he knows all of the roads, all of the paths, he's looking from very high and he knows all of the ground, but that path he doesn't know, he cannot know that path. Velo shezafetu ena, no eye saw that path, never. It's chidush, it's a new thing that Rabbeinu brought. Ma adaber, ve'hu amar, what can I say? And he said, ועשה, and he made אוזניים לתורה צפונה, that I can make handles to the Torah that is hid, and how can I bring that Torah to you, so deep, so heavy, so huge, how can I make handles to that, to bring it over to you, so huge. Ata, now, look, the humility of Rabbi Natan, the humility, humility of Rabbi Natan. You want to hear a secret? Mm-hmm. But you're not going to tell? Save the nether. You lied. All of you lied. 2 weeks ago, Rav Shalom was in the house of Rabbi Aaron Stern in Bnei Brak. He was sitting, he was a few hours over there, a couple of hours over there. He said to Rabbi Aaron, I'm holding Mashiach back from coming. I'm stopping him, that he will not gonna come yet. Rabbi Aaron looked at him. Why? So he told him, people are doing tshuva, that he will wait, so he can wait. If people are doing tshuva, so Mashiach can wait. If Mashiach gonna come, Shalom told him, I'm holding Mashiach back. Don't let him come yet, because people are doing tshuva. He can wait. Mashiach can wait.
In summer, we were told by the Chabad, by the Chalban, that there's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim, it's called Yishech Bech, he's in Yerushalayim. I give a hint as to who it was.
Atak apenu porsot el Hashem. So now Rabbi Natan is saying, our hands are spread, opening our hands to Hashem. Bevakasha, utfila, utchina, in request, in prayer, begging. Hashem yigmor ba'adenu la'tpis yeter ha'ma'amarim ha'noraim. He was writing here his tefillah that Hashem gonna help him to complete typing all of the rest of the words of Torah of Rabbanan. Asher gila bahem, that he revealed in those darkei avodato yitbarach, how to serve Hashem yitbarach bidrachim nifla'im, in wonderful ways. Amudei shesh miyusadim al adnei paz, pillars of, let's see,
granite.
Marble. Enjoy. Al kol psukei Tanakh, on all of the verses of Tanakh, ve'al kol divrei Tanaim ve'Amoraim, and all of words of Tanaim and Amoraim, gelilei zahav betarshish memulaim, all praises on the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, mipninim yekarim, precious than pearls, umipaz mesulaim, more beautiful than gold. Bizchutam, by their merit, nizkeh lilmod ulelamed, you can have the merit to learn and to teach, lishmor ve'lasot, to keep and to do and to make ulekayem. Kol divrei Torahtecha, all of the words of your Torah, asher kibalnu, that we received, mipi adon kol hanevi'im, from the master of all prophets, from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'kuyam b'mehera v'yamenu, and it's going to be, it's going to happen soon in our days. Ve'alu b'har Tzion, he climbed in the Mount of Zion, Moshiim, Savior, the Moshiim, Moshiach, Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef, Amen, ken yei ratzon.
Amen.
Torah Lamed Bet, Leshon Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, Torah 32, Rabbeinu said those words, Adonai Sefatai Tiftach, Hashem, open my lips. V'hu bechinat rikudin shel chatuna, and it's an aspect of dancing, of a wedding. כי כל זמן שלא נתונה לזיווג, because as long to that woman she haven't been given yet to get married, he is קריאת נער, recalling her a kid, ולא hey, without the letter hey, that she become to be a girl, a bat, a woman. גימטריה שח דינים, and the numeral value of the word נער without hey means that she is still in the aspect of a boy. It's Shach Dinim, 320 judgments. V'chadi taknat lezivug, and when she is ready to get married, it keriat na'ara behei. Then we're calling her na'ara with the letter hey. Shenim takin adinin al yedei hey alefin shel ehye shebavina. That all of judgments been cancelled by 5,000, the 5 alefin, the five letters Aleph of the word Eke, one of the names of Hashem, Sheba Bina, that in that Sfira that calls Bina, Kamuva Bipri Etz Chaim, like that it's written in the book that calls Piri Etz Chaim. Shar Amida, Gate of Standing. Gate of Standing means Gate of Tfilah, Gate of Standing, Shmonaisa. Nimtza HaKala, we find over there, the understanding is that the bride, Adain Bevchinot Nar, she's still in the aspect of a little kid, Bevchinot Shach Dinim, in the aspect of 320 judgments. Etzarich Lamtika Uletakna, and you need to fix it to fix her. Vze Naaseh Al Yedei Rikudin, and it's become to be by dancing. Means that even after the chupa, the wedding is not completed yet. Even after the chadar ichud, the wedding is not completed yet. Only after finishing dancing, all of the dancing, only then it's the end of the wedding, of the chibur, connecting between the neshamot, between those two souls. We come to be only by dancing. כי הרגלי, הרגלין, because the legs, הם בבחינות נצח והוד. It's an aspect of נצח והוד. When Rav Aaron told me that, this is what the Rav Shalom told him, so he asked me, do you know from who I heard words like those before? I told him from who? So he told me from Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovitch. Told me once, I asked Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitch if he's Mashiach. Told me he was Mashiach. But he said, but every time that I asked him if he was Mashiach, so he was angry at me, telling me, no, no. So he said, one time I asked him, Rav, let's say that you are Mashiach. He said, I'm not Mashiach. He told him, Rav, you're not Mashiach, but let's say just for the... You're not Mashiach, but just let's say that if you were Mashiach, and me, I'm your helper, would you make protection for me? Would you help me? He told him, no! No! No protection. There is a story on one person that died. He had clinical death, so to speak. And he went to heaven. And in heaven, suddenly he saw his grandfather that was a huge righteous man. And he was so afraid, he realized that now they're going to judge him very harsh. And he was very afraid. And he ran to his grandfather and told him, Grandpa, it's me, Grandpa. He looked at him and told him, here in heaven there is no Grandpa. And somebody, there is truth. Only truth. Judgment Day, only Emet, Emet. This is why the real tzaddikim are stopping Mashiach from coming. Because when Mashiach is coming, this is it. It's world to come. It's Judgment Day. Even if it's not real Judgment Day, it's Judgment Day. It's an aspect of Judgment Day. It's not rising of the dead, but it is a mishpat. It's written that in the minyan of Mashiach, the people that gonna have a thought, a foreign thought, one foreign thought while they're gonna pray with him Shmona Esrei, they're gonna be punished in Pulsa Denura, in lashes of fire. Because the Kedusha of Mashiach, it's, we all want to explain to ourselves Mashiach in a way that we're gonna be able to digest it, to swallow it. No, Mashiach is gonna be so sweet, he's gonna be so cute, everything's gonna be pink and purple and green, and everything's gonna be mamash light blue. And it's probably going to be in the summer or in the spring that Mashiach is going to come. Mashiach, it's very good that Mashiach is suffering. He's suffering for all of us. Mashiach is accepting the suffering that we cannot afford. You see, today people have problems in this generation that are not called problems at all, and this is it, and they fall into despair, to sadness, they want to kill themselves, to break the house, to divorce,
to send the kids to Misrad Ravacha, to leave Eretz Israel, to...
But nothing happened. No, and don't say, no, something happened, look, I nothing happened. Nothing. Nothing is happening. Just there is no Kedusha in the house, there is no peace between the couples, there is no love, there is no Torah, there is no Tefillah. And even the ones that are learning, coming daily to Yeshiva, how many difficulties, crazy difficulties we have to handle, just to live, just to survive. And look to the sides. You hear stories, what's going on with people's life, really, outside? You just need to praise Hashem Yitbarach 24/7 is not enough. To look between the cracks, how to praise Him more. We don't have no problems at all. The worst problems that we have, each and every one of us. One lost huge amounts of money. It's nothing. One, his wife, she's rebuking him. It's nothing. His kids are not learning seriously. Why? Troubles. You know what's going on outside? My wife talked to me yesterday on a certain story that she heard on something that goes on outside, on lack of modesty, on women, very putzot, very not modest. And I told her, yes, and this and that. She's looking at me and she's saying, listen, go back to your cave. You don't know what's going on outside. You think you're aware to what goes on outside. She said, you don't understand. Go back to your bubble. You live in imagination. You don't know what's going on. We don't know. Each and every one of us. The ones that think that they know. No, I know. No, I'm looking. I'm not guarding my eyes. You don't know nothing what's going on outside. We're so guarded. Hashem is protecting us so much that we don't care about what that goes on even. If you don't care, for sure you will never go to know. We don't care. We're busy. Oh, schedules, the yeshiva, I have to go, mikveh, shait bodedut, it's going, and no, maybe hafatzah, also this, that, wife, yes, no shopping, running. It's all miracles. Hashem is hiding us. Hashem is hiding us. You think you're vulnerable, you think that you can... Nothing is happening, you're protected in a crazy way. No one can touch you. No one can touch you. No one can touch each and every one of us. The difficulties that we have, it's nothing. It's a joke. We need to be so strong to work on our happiness, to work on our happiness. Yesterday I talked to a few guys about happiness. No one listened. I'm talking to 6-7 guys. I'm talking to them about happiness. Everyone in depression. Everyone has said, cannot hear the words. I'm trying to tell them, look, cheer up, I'm trying to give you the advice how to climb from that. Cannot hear words of joy, words of happiness, of cheer up. We have a Rebbe, we have yeshiva, we have a Rav, we have books, we have Torah, we have mikveh. Like drunk. The words of the curtain of sadness is so thick that you need Siyata Dishmaya, that the word is gonna penetrate. You need to come with a hammer, with a tractor, with I don't know what, with the army. You have to be happy, you need to scream at him, you have to be happy, nothing is working. Depression. What happened to you? You're in the peak of the world. You live in heaven. Everything surrounds you is heaven. 100% heaven. You have things that no one have. No one. Admorim don't have what that you have. Admorim, rabbis, rich people that have everything. They don't have 1% of what that you have. The richest people in the world, they don't have 1% than what the poor person here in the yeshivas got. They don't have nothing from what that we have. And we're not happy. Why we're not happy? Because happiness is depends in the will of the man. And the man, he wants to be sad. He likes it. He rather to be sad. Not to deal and not to confront with the truth that Hashem is helping him, that he can achieve more and he wants more and he can achieve more.
He rather to be lazy, to be sad, to lie down, to rest in peace. He rather to be sad. It more comforts him to be sad. He likes it. It's better for him. No, leave me alone. I'm okay. I'm gonna be okay. Rabbeinu is saying that the main biting of the snake is sadness and laziness. When you're lazy and when you're sad, you're not resting. The Yetzer Hara is biting you. All of that sleep, that dormita, that darkness that is covering you, this is poison. You think that now you're resting. You're not resting. Now they're biting you and putting their poison inside of you. Tomorrow you're going to sin. You don't see that now. You think that now, tomorrow you're going to find reasons to be sad again. And then they're going to bite you again. Tomorrow, after tonight, you were sleeping 12, 14, 16 hours because of your sadness. Don't want to see the night, don't want to see the day. Closing his eyes and praying, please Hashem, let me fall asleep already. Let me disappear from this world. In the morning you're waking up and for sure you don't have power to serve Hashem. You're more lazy and more tired and more angry. Another day, another time she's telling me, another time they're not, I don't know what, the children are listening to me, another time the train, the bus, the... When everyone else more complains and more, it's you're choosing it. Hashem is punishing on sadness. Hashem is punishing all of the punishments that Am Yisrael was suffering in the desert. It was all on whining with no reason. It's something that we have to break. And if not, oh, no problem. Keep on walking in the desert. You can go in circles, no problem. All of your life you can go in circles. No, what we're going to do, it's because of him, it's because of Moshe. No, this time it was Aaron. No, it's those, it's them. Every time you become to be hungry again and tired and hungry and tired. And this is how you spend your life. Spend 40 years of your life walking in the desert. No fruits, no water, nothing. You have to be all alone in the dry desert. If a man decides to work on that, in the path that you want to walk in, they're going to help you to walk in that path. They're going to support you. The one that wants to purify himself, they're supporting him. They're helping him. There are things that we can achieve that the Yetzer Hara don't want you even to think that they are exist for you. Today one man came to me and told me that he was talking to Rav Shalom about Ma'asrot. So Rav Shalom started to laugh. So I asked him, why are you laughing? He said, I don't know that the concept of Ma'asrot. He told him, what do you mean? He told him, I'm giving my 100% of my money to Ma'asrot. You don't believe that you have that ability to give all of your money to Ma'asrot. You don't believe that you have the power. Let's say, for an example, you have all night long, from 6 now in the winter, until 6 it's darkness. So you're going to sleep at 8, at 9, at 10. How much time do you think you need to sleep? Until the alarm is waking you up at 7 or at 6 if you're mamash, a hero? It's all imagination. The truth is that if they're going to wake you up after 2 hours, you're all awake. So you're going to have to take another nap of half an hour tomorrow morning. Something to balance yourself, but actually you can hang on with 2-3 hours of sleep, every one of you. Maybe you don't know that, maybe you haven't tried it enough, but everyone is like that. Me, I went to sleep yesterday night at 3 a.m. Everything is normal with me. I wasn't waking up later. I woke up in the same time that I'm waking up every day, helping my wife to prepare the kids for school, sending them mikveh, shachrit, everything regular, like every day. Am I tired? I'm not tired. Am I look tired? No, always I look tired. And if I'm sleeping 8 hours, I'm tired and frustrated. So it's better to be just tired. It's all a scam of the Yetzer Hara. If you're not going to sleep at night, you're going to live double. You have 80 years, 90 years. If you're not going to sleep, you're going to have 180 years. You're sleeping half of your life.
one third of your life. You can use that third to learn Torah. Why are you waking up every morning at 7 or at 6? Because you set your alarm to 6. This is the reason. If you're going to work on it 1 month, 2 months, you're going to get used to wake up at 4 or at 3. What's the problem? That when you're going to wake up one time at 4, immediately you're going to think that you're Mashiach. You woke up Chatzot, and this is it, and Baruch Hashem. They don't know that I'm awake from 3. They think I woke up for the next, but me, woke up at 3 already. Made Tikkun Chatzot. We did Kashrut. Tikkun HaKlali. No one knows nothing about me. Those imaginations are pushing you down from waking up tomorrow morning also in Chatzot, because Hashem sees it's just ruined for you that you wake up Chatzot. It's better that you're going to wake up at 8 or 8:30, feel horrible with yourself, and going to be humble to catch a late minyan, or even to put feeling alone in the house. It's better, it's more healthy for you, because you're arrogant. We need to work on that. We need to work on that humility. Rabbanon told me that he and his wife heard a conversation of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich and his brother, after that his brother passed away. His brother, as a neshama, came to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich to mekabel tikkun, to receive tikkun from him when he was a neshama. He said, me and my wife, and he said another man, I don't remember who he said, were there and we heard their conversation. And he came and he was begging to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich that they're going to fix him. Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich on his brother. He was so strict. He told him, how many times father told you not to go with the Aliyah to the kibbutzim, with the Tzionim to Eretz Israel? How many times father warned you? Now you made kuntzim all of your life, you made bad things, averot all of your life, and now you're coming to me and you're crying, you want me to fix you? Now you should pay. You can go to the kibbutz, to work, build Eretz Israel, all of the imaginations. Now you're coming to beg for a tikkun. Every one of us needs to have that alarm, the red light in front of our heads all of the time. You should know the danger, you should know the risk. One of the avrechim told me that he went to a certain, I don't want to say too many details, that he went to a certain place and a certain office of the state, of the Medina, like Bituach Lumi, something like that. And they started to send him from one clerk to the other. Sometimes it was men, sometimes it was women. In the end, he came to the office of a manager, a female manager. He said, a woman that she's 50, look like 20, sitting, blonde, like a model, sitting, all new, and she's talking to him, and she's starting to chat with him, and to flirt, you can say, to flirt with him. And she's starting to ask him on his tshuva, and Savrech, with 4 or 5 children, came to ask for something that he needs. And she's talking to him and she's telling him, you know, I have a friend that he's a Haredi. Our relationship is, no one knows on our relationship. And she's telling him and telling, in the end she's telling him, I think we should be in touch. And what are you doing with it? What are you doing? Crazy situations inside of your life. Suddenly like a light in the middle of your life means ram, thunder in a bright day. Boom! Suddenly you finding yourself. And he had siyata dishmaya. You know what his siyata dishmaya was? That he felt a very strong lust for that woman, and he didn't know what to do with himself. And he had siyata dishmaya that somehow he found powers inside of himself to go out from that office. And when he ran out, he ran crying to Arav's house. Mm-hmm. Ran crying to Arav's house. Went to Arav, knocked on the door. Arav opened the door for him. He started to cry. He told him, Arav,
Shiur.
What I'm going to do? Arav told him, don't worry, everything's okay. He told him, Arav, nothing is okay. I don't have no control on myself, Arav. very easy to sin, Arav. I saw it, Arav. I wasn't saved at all. I wasn't guarded at all. I didn't have no power, Arav. This is the point of truth. Ashalom told him, it's very good that you came to me. My son, he told him, it's very good that you came to me. Very good. Started to talk to him and to talk to him and to explain to him things. And the world is dangerous. I've told him, this woman, she's filthy. You don't know what women like those are doing, what they're capable of doing. You don't know what's going on in the world, Arav told him. I told my wife, if I'm in a bubble, Arav is in a super bubble. He doesn't know nothing. He said once that when all of that issue of Facebook started to grow in the world, people came and started to complain that husbands and wives falling to Facebook. And so Arav didn't know what they're talking about, all of that internet scam. What's that? He didn't know what's. He said that he went to do a few hours of Itbodedut. And he came back from that Itbodedut. He gave a shiur in Chulon. And he said, Hashem, open my eyes to see what's going on. There are people that are noafim, sitting in noafim, with women, with animals, crazy things people are doing, filthy things, you don't know what's going on. And he's talking like he saw all of that. Hashem opened his eyes to see. He was crying to Hashem, Hashem, let me understand. And he realized all of it, and he said, people are sitting and communicating, talking, and suddenly Hashem let him saw all of that filth. That he got in a clean way from his point. Through tefillot. When you're crying, when you're talking to Hashem, Hashem is opening your eyes. You don't need to open your eyes to see the world. It's a lie. Everyone are so offended. Why are you not looking at me? You're not looking at me. This is Yetzirah. There's demons that are talking to you. If you're not going to look at her, she's going to do tshuva. If you're looking at her, there is kitrug in heaven saying bad things on her that she's failing you in avera and pushing and rejecting her from doing tshuva. And if you're not looking at her in that moment in heaven, she is receiving hero tshuva. You don't know that you're going to complain. Like you're complaining all of the time on the Irur HaTshuva. There was one person that went to Uman. He was a very sick person, Noef, Mamash. He had Tavat Ni'uf every night with another woman. Every night going, discotheques, clubs. He went to Uman. He said Tikkun HaKlali. He went to Mikveh over there. Everything. Rosh Hashanah et Rabbeinu. Came back to Eretz Israel after 2 weeks. He called the Avrech that dragged him to Uman. Told him, what have you done to me? Told him, what? He said, I don't feel like going anymore with women. I cannot enjoy. It's not fun anymore. You ruined my life. Rabbeinu uprooted it from him, from inside. This is it. Look at us, each and every one of us, chasing ourselves every day. No, you're a sinner. You have lust. You have desires. You're lying. You're not doing nothing, you Avrech Kolel. The truth is, you're not sinning at all. Check yourself. It's all Yetzirah talking to you bad things on yourself. Look how you spend your life and how he's spending his life. Look what you're doing in the morning until the evening, at night. What are you doing? You don't do nothing. You learn Torah and you're doing it, but the truth, you should dance all day long. How were you spending your life 10 years ago? What were you doing every day, every night? How many movies you saw? How many pubs you went to? How many discotheques? How many women you were dating with? How many averot? How many times you were sinning with yourself? And looking and watching, and every bad desire is an avera. And zera lebatala, it's horrible avonot. And nida, and all of those, it's karetim. Karet, and karet, and karet, and karet. Hundreds of karet a day. One time I asked Rabbi Yehuda Aaron Stern on that issue, that his father, Rabbi David Chaim Stern, said that tikkun of Thursdays, not to sleep at night and to be awake and to learn Mishnayot and to learn Gemara and to do 1 hour it bodedut and all night long. I came to Rav Aaron, I told him, I don't know what to do with that decree of your father. That he said that we have to be awake every Thursday until we're going to be mitukanim. Told him, I want to, but I don't have the powers to do that. Told me, but it's a very strong, it's a very powerful tikkun. Told him, yes, but I'm not going to do it. know myself for now, for sure. Not capable of, I don't have the powers for that.
So he told me, so you should wish to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. Means to wait and to hope for Hashem Yitbarach. This was his answer. This is our solution. Just to keep on waiting. Just to keep on hoping. Lirtzot et Hashem. To ask Hashem. It's not. It's beyond my powers, Hashem. Everyone has certain powers, certain abilities, and he cannot achieve more than that. That guy can sit and learn 7 pages of Gemara. Me, Drom Moshe Kasuto, you give me 5 hours alone to sit in a room, I'm not able to sit and learn 7 pages of Gemara a day. As much as I don't know what, you could do whatever you can do with me. I'm not going to do that now. I don't have the ability to do that. To lie? I'm not going to lie to you. No reason to lie. Tell me Chatzot, it's something so amazing, and I know, for sure, but the truth is that every Chatzot that I'm going to wake up, I have something else to do except of Chatzot. Every Chatzot. I'm counting on Rav Berland. Rav Berland said, you should wake up Chatzot even just to eat ice cream. Just don't be asleep at Chatzot. At the point of Chatzot, eat ice cream. Just be awake. On the Rav, we're trusting Rav Berland.
Chassid.
The real tzaddikim, they have the wisdom to guide us in a way that is going to be according to our abilities. For one, it can be a potion. For someone else, it's going to be a lethal drug that's going to kill him, that's going to destroy his life. And it's the same thing. For you, one page of Gemara, it's amazing. For him, it's confusing him. For you to wake up for the nets, it's amazing. For him to wake up in the nets, it's ruining his day. It's killing his day. For him, the nets is at 8, is at 9. For him, it's healthier to wake up at 9. This is how he can drag himself to the yeshiva. And if not, if he's going to wake up at 5, he will not going to come to the yeshiva. You can make up stories for him on the beautiful nets, on the halel in the yeshiva, on Rav Shalom standing on Arash Monasre. He's not capable. He's not capable. Means if you're going to give it to him, it's going to choke him. It's going to kill him. It's not for him. And everyone has to have that point of truth inside of himself. That he's investigating and checking, who am I? Hashem, what you want from me? Not Hashem, what you want from Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, you want them to serve you. Wonderful. There is Shulchan Aruch. But for me, where is my gate? Where is my door to tshuva? From the place that I fell into. From that low place that I'm holding in. Where is the window? Where is that opening? How can I climb to the Shulchan Aruch? If I'm going to learn the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to keep it. So what's my solution? I need to have another solution. I'm going to learn the Mishnah Brura day and night. I'm not going to keep it. So what's the use? I need to learn something on myself that's going to make me capable. That's going to give me the joy. Going to give me the hope, the happiness, the taste, the sweet taste in Avodat Hashem. If I'm not going to enjoy from the Avodat Hashem, I'm not going to do that Hashem. So please let me find joy. Let me find happiness. And on those simple prayers, a man should invest hours, hours of his life, thousands of hours, until you're going to find. Until that you're going to find that for you it's 1 hour Shmona Esrei, and that for you it's 5 pages of Gemara a day, and that for you it's mikveh every day, no matter what, and that for you it's the 1 hour Itbodedut, cannot break it. Everyone needs something else, and you have to find yours. And to find yours, you need to beg to Hashem, you need to beg to the righteous people to bring you closer to the truth. A prisoner cannot take himself out from prison. Nothing going to help you. You need to beg. You need to cry. You need to write letters. You need to give tzedakah, pidyonot. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, terachem. After that, you're giving. You see, this is something amazing with charity. After that, you're giving. You don't feel the lacking at all. The problem to give is before you give. And the fear is what's going to be after. But actually, after that you're giving, nothing is missing. Never. En adam niya ani min tzedakah. A man can never become poor because of charity. It's not only on charity. It's on all things.
You're afraid, how am I going to learn 7 pages of Gemara? Sit today. Put 2.5 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours on that in the yeshiva. All your day, all of the day of yeshiva. Finish 7 pages. Let's see what happened. Is it caused that damage that you were so afraid? What's going to be? How I'm going to do this? Decide. One phone call in the beginning of the day to my wife. One phone call after 3 hours. 2 hours, this is it. All of the rest of your time, sit in the with the Gemara. Another page, another page, another Rashi, another Gemara, another Rashi, another Gemara, another page, another page, another page. 5-6 hours. Look after it. You're going to see nothing happen. Just you accomplish those 7 pages. You made it. You have them. This is it. Yetzirah doesn't want you to progress in your Avodat Hashem. Guarding your eyes. How am I going to guard my eyes? How am I going to guard my eyes? How am I not going to open my eyes? Try that. Try today, just today, until you're going to reach your doorstep to guard your eyes. Coming out from the yeshiva, close your eyes. Try today. Serve Hashem today. You're going to make it. And what happened? No one been insulted. Nothing happened. If you're going with your eyes open, it's like no one, everyone going to be happy with you. You have a kippah, you're a problematic guy. This is it. You have a kippah, you become to be problematic. So you're problematic, so what? Now they're going to say, it's a chilul Hashem. It's a chilul Hashem already, right? Shtuyot. It's all nonsense. Baruch Hashem. If someone is asking you, why you're not looking at me, and you're answering to her, because I respect your husband, that answer is breaking all of the ice. Everything. I respect your husband. She's saying, what? I'm contaminated. I'm not pure. You're this. I don't know what. You're telling me, no. Adraba. Kol benot Israel yafot. And all of women of Am Israel are beautiful. Because of that, I'm not looking. You not belong to me. You belong to your husband. I respect you. You belong to your parents. You not belong to me. I respect you. You're saying those words. Her heart is melting. This is it. She wants to be a Baalat Shuvah. She wants a Baal husband that's going to learn Gana Shalom. This is it. Can you convince my husband to read that book also? All of those. It's thousands of stories. Here, listen to him. Listen to what he's telling you. How many stories? One time there was a mafitz that told the Rav that story. That he came to a house, a distributor. Someone that distributed books. And he came to a certain house and he entered to the house and the father, the husband, is welcoming him and told him, oh, welcome. Alright. Enters into the house with his bag of books. Oh Hashem. Sit, what you want to drink? He said, nothing. I said, no, you have to drink, you have to eat. Gave him tea, took out it, and telling him it's all badats, everything badats, here, take. What you have in your bag, he's telling this book, what more he bought for him all of the books that he had and gave him more donation and wrote him a big check. And in the end he asked him, look, can I ask you, what is that, what is all of that honor about? What? He told him, what, you don't recognize me? He told him, no, I'm sorry. Who are you? So he told him, oh, now I realize it was in a different house. They moved an apartment. He said, we came. He said, you came to our house. We were mamash very close to divorce. And I was in the room. And my wife, she opened the door. And you went into the house and you were talking. And you were talking and recommending the book, Garden of Peace. And we were mamash very close to divorce. We were almost separated totally. And you were talking to my wife, and I heard your words from inside the room, and I was so angry. And I realized that every word that you're saying is truth. And you tried to convince my wife to buy a book, and she didn't want it, and she was so broken. But you said your husband is going to respect you, and you need to know that book is amazing. And in the end, I went and I bought that book for you, from you. But it was, he said, I just gave you 50 shekels and I took the book. And this is why I don't remember. But he said, now we have more children. And it's all because of you. I thought you remember me.
And he said, you saved our house. You saved our lives. You don't know that book that I bought from you. I was crying. I read that book in that night. I was crying all night long. And Mama, she changed my life. I started to talk to Hashem. I started to beg to Hashem that going to help me to fix everything that I done. Everything that I spoiled until now. Gave him something like 1,000 shekels donation, bought from him all of the books, something like that. That guy told that story to Arav. Don't know what, which powers we have. Those amazing books, that wisdom, that Hashem is so kind to share with us. The wisdom that the world is been fed, nurtured by. If Arav Shalom, Rav Aaron told me, if Arav Shalom can tell that he is holding Mashiach back, so he is in the aspect of Mashiach. That he is Bchinat Mashiach. Said Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he was saying those words, he was in Bchinat Mashiach. He was. I asked him what number Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz was in the list of the hidden tzaddikim. So he told me that people are saying that he was number 2. So I asked him, you're sure that he wasn't number 1? He said, for me it was Mashiach ben David. So there are aspects in those things. For me, for sure, me, I don't know nothing about it at all. But those huge tzaddikim, and they're achieving their things through us, and they're working through us, through their students. You think you're not a student? You are. If you love Harav, you're his student. If you back him up, if you're following him, if you're trying to bring his light into your house, to live with faith like that, it's the faith of Arav. Which faith you have? Which faith I have? Someone called me a few days ago, one of the friends from the class, told me, I want to thank you that you believe in Arav. Told him, what? Told me, because of your faith in Arav, I have faith in Arav also. And because of my faith in Arav, that depends on your faith in Arav, you don't know how many miracles I have in my life. This is the point of truth. You, with your faith that you have in Arav, that it's actually the faith of Arav. You're bringing Arav to every place that you're going to. If now someone is asking you something and you're answering to him from the book Garden of Faith or from classes that you heard, it's Arav answering from your mouth. You become to be a vessel that contains Arav. And if you're going to cancel yourself to him more and more and more and more, it's going to become to be only him. Only the light of Hashem. Only the light of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It's an amazing thing that everyone can achieve. Every one of us can have that. It depends in a lot of tefillot, in a lot of sacrificing, a lot of accepting. You need to accept the downs, you need to accept the problems, the issues, the confusions. Have to hug them, to tell Hashem, I don't understand nothing. I don't understand nothing, but I love you, I thank you, I appreciate it. I'm sure that it's good. I cannot see that good, I don't understand that good. But I know that it's good, I believe that it's good, I want to believe that it's good. Let me connect myself to you, Hashem. Zot Hashem. Let's hope, like we learned, that all of those words of Torah are going to illuminate in the hearts of all of our Israel, all of our Israel.
At 10 o'clock starting on Sunday, at 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we'll be in this room, Gemara Shir Makos, with learning the Chavrusas and taught by Rabbi Mordechai Naim. It'll be like an hour of Chavrusa, then half hour of the Shir, and then half hour back to Chavrusa. On that, is there more change in schedule?
It's before that we're moving to the next one. This is very important to everyone that wants to be serious. So to come and to join that class, it's going to be our main shiur gemara for now of the day, and it's very important to try to see it and to learn chavrutot and to learn skills. Rav Mordechai have wonderful abilities to teach. To come to yeshiva to hear classes, it's very good, but one class of spiritual guiding, like this shiur of Likutei Moharan or like the shiur of Rav Nathan Maimon, a day, it's already can be too much. But let's say that it's enough. So it is enough. Rest of the time, everyone should learn in Chavruto to put an effort, Amal HaTorah, the Oseh Amal. Poil, of Torah. See, to learn Chavruta, to put an effort, to finish another page, Masechet Makot. It's a wonderful, amazing Masechet. It's very important. I'm recommending that you, for all of you, Mamash, think about it. What else?
Change. And so Surah Shlishi is on for this Shabbos and next Shabbos as well. The Kohol is paying for that. And then they're still, I think, looking for sponsors for the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin project. 100 shekels for sponsorship. We're looking for about 6 more sponsors to get the Gemach of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin that people can put on here. Yeah.
It's going to be
how many people are going to come.